Tim and Robin Pham have been led by God to serve as missionaries in Nepal. It's our privilege and blessing to serve as their sending church. In just a few hours, they fly out of Sacramento to the East Coast for some training and will leave for Nepal on June 5th. They will now share a little bit about their ministry in Nepal with us. So go ahead and take as long as you'd like.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Or I should say mothers. I'm not a mom, but I have a dog, so maybe that counts. I think we were just asked to sort of give a brief overview of what we're up to these days. And I just wanted to start off by saying thank you to the whole church and everyone who has just been so faithful in praying for us over these past few months and who have just really come alongside us in this journey. This, for me, started about 6 years ago when I first went to Nepal and really heard God's explicit invitation to join him in his battle against injustice in the world. And it's just really cool to, I think, come to the close of one chapter and get to reflect on God's faithfulness in the years past. And so June 5th, we'll be flying out to Nepal to work with an organization called Tiny Hands International. And they are based in Nepal and do a lot of prevention of trafficking across borders. And they also do a lot of work to care for orphan children in Nepal and Bangladesh as well. And so we have two specific roles that we'll be doing with Tiny Hands. I will actually be working with starting a village development program, and that's to basically partner with rural communities to sort of address the root cause of trafficking and abandonment of children, which is poverty. And so that looks like really coming alongside villages and trying to identify areas that we can partner with them to improve health, create income, and just really look at the community holistically through the church to help them flourish. And I think it's been really cool because God's been teaching both of us a lot about his righteousness and his justice and shalom and how our lives are not compartmentalized. Like, God sees them holistically. And so we're just really fortunate that we get to go with Tiny Hands and to address not only the physical but the spiritual needs as well. And then I'll let Tim share about what he's doing.
Good morning, everybody. So I'll be doing a few things over there with Tiny Hands. I have a background in construction management, and so Tiny Hands, they have children's homes, and they also run a school right now, an elementary school, and so they want to build more children's homes and some more schools. So I'll be able to help with the construction on those. But also, I've always had a heart for the youth, and so kind of those ages where they're about to leave home, these children who have been who have been orphaned, who have been saved, they can't stay in their children's homes forever. And so at some point, they need to go into the big bad world of Nepal, same way that kids leave the homes here. I mean, I see a lot of kids around, and there's that age where they go off to college or they go off to work and they leave the homes. It's a scary thing as a parent. And so I want to be able to help mentor and help disciple the youth, and prepare them as they leave the children's homes and then take the next steps into either further education or work opportunities. So yeah, give them a step towards success, and kind of hear about what they really want to do, what they're passionate about, and where God's leading them. So those are the things that I'm going to go do. So.
And just to sort of recap what we'll be up to, we are doing a 3-year term in Nepal, after which we'll then be able to reevaluate and see where God's leading. And we'll be living in Kathmandu with a group of about 20 other expats that work with Tiny Hands, as well as a slew of Nepali staff there as well. And so we'll have community, we'll have people around us, they have hospitals there. And what else? The next couple of weeks, so I think Pastor Lewis mentioned, but we're flying out today to do a trauma competent care training out in Cincinnati. And then we'll officially fly out on June 5th, and that's where we'll be staying with a Tiny Hands family in Kathmandu, and they'll really help us sort of get settled. And so that entails finding an apartment, finding a language tutor, doing orientation there, getting our visas, getting motorbikes, and really just sort of transitioning into the culture there before we start our work. So with that being said, we would really appreciate just prayer with that whole transition. I think there are just a lot of decisions that we have to be making those first couple of weeks and months, and so just for discernment in those decisions, and then just that God would really lead explicitly on like which neighborhood we should be living in, where we go to church, and then I think third, just that we would have like a community of people that can support us and we can belong to too.
I think it's also key to pray for us as a married couple. I think with the stresses of moving and the to-dos and with everything that needs to happen, remaining united as a married couple and remaining fast to one another, and remembering that our relationship with the Lord is first, and then our relationship with each other, you know, is next, and then not letting the ministry be detrimental to our marriage. So I think that'd be really helpful in prayer as well.
And then in terms of ways you guys can follow along, we have a blog, and I actually sent our blog information to Jeffrey so he can post it on the website. So we'll be posting periodically, and we also have like a monthly newsletter where we include more detailed prayer requests and some juicy details from the field if you want to follow along. And an email too, so we'll have email. There's internet there. And water and toilets. I think we'll probably be able to hang around a little bit afterwards too, so we don't have to leave till maybe noon.
So just a word about our thankfulness to CCC and to all of you. We went through like transition with churches in Portland when we were living there, and we felt such a steadfast support from CCC, especially with just understanding and with grace and with knowing that you're on our side and that you're in our corner, and that we have you guys as just supporters all through and through. So thank you so much to all of you who are just going here and praying for us and supporting us financially, and we really couldn't do it without you guys as well as the others who are on our side. So thank you.
Okay, you notice in the program for the commissioning, it's just a brief explanation about why we commission missionaries. And it's really following a tradition that began back in the first century AD. The early church sent out or commissioned Barnabas and Paul to their first missionary journey, as recorded in Acts chapter 13. Spiritual leaders recognized God's leading in setting apart Barnabas and Paul for this mission. They prayed over them, and they also laid hands on them. This is a common practice seen many times in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. The laying on of hands was symbolic of God's blessing, as well as the spiritual unity and partnership shared by those sending and those being sent. I will now ask a few questions to Tim and Robin, and then to all of you as the congregation of CCC. Please respond by saying, "We will." I have a series of questions for you, so don't say "we will" until I hold the microphone in front of your mouth, okay? Okay. Tim and Robin, will you continue to faithfully love and serve our Lord as you begin your missionary work in Nepal? Will you continue to better experience and share God's love with those you serve both overseas as well as here at home? Will you continue to trust and depend upon God in all the challenges you encounter as you serve as missionaries?
We will.
The congregation, please stand. Please respond, "We will," after I ask the following question. Will you seek to support Tim and Robin through our prayers and giving as the Lord enables us? We will. On the basis of these promises by Tim and Robin, as well as our entire CCC family, I declare our partnership in serving our Lord together. I declare that Tim and Robin are formally and officially commissioned to the work God has led them to in serving as missionaries in Nepal. At this time, I'm going to ask all the current and former consistory members to join with me up front here in the laying out of hands. The rest of you can be seated. All former and current consistory members, please join me. And I've asked Donna's mother, Donna, as well as Robin's grandmother, Maybelle, to stand directly behind them, laying their hands on them, Tim and Robin. Not all of us can reach them with our hands, so that's okay. Just put your hands on the shoulder of the person in front of you as I lead us all in prayer, okay? These are all the current and former consistory members. Okay, let's pray together. Almighty God of the universe, we praise and worship you on this very special day. Thank you for bringing Tim and Robin together to serve you as missionaries. Thank you for the privilege and blessing for CCC to serve as their sending church. May all of us trust you to bless and use Tim and Robin as they continue to better experience and share your love in Nepal. Help us as a church family to faithfully support them in our prayers and giving. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. May Tim and Robin experience your loving presence so they may serve you with joy and grace. We commit and commission them to the work you have led them to. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, amen. They mentioned they were going to hang around a little after the service. I was trying to have them get to the airport as soon as possible. They're not rushing there, but they want to hang around and trust God with the timing. That's fine. But I hope everybody will understand on their way out, you know, not to delay them if they have to leave for the airport, okay? But it's great having them as our commissioned missionaries to Nepal. As I've been sharing with the church family over the last several months, it really is our joy and privilege to be their sending church and to partner with them. I've been asking this whole past year, those folks who've been growing up in this church, have been here for a long time. I think this church is about 93, 94 years old, the history of this church. And nobody can remember anyone else who ever grew up in this church who went into full-time vocational missions or Christian ministry of any sort. So Robin really is, verse 1, and it is a very distinct privilege and blessing for our church to be their sending church. So, okay. This time we'll have scripture reading.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Hear the word of the Lord. Today's scripture reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. You can follow along in the Brown Pew Bibles on page 1137 or on the screen. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word.
Take out your sermon outline for this morning. All mothers remind me of God. And before I get into today's message, let me also extend a warm welcome to Fred and Shirley, who are the parents of Lori. Lori is the fiance of Garrett Wong. Their big day is coming up in just a few months. But Fred and Shirley have been with us before, but it's good to see them again with us on Mother's Day. Okay, if you have your outlines and something to write with to fill in the blanks, that'd be great. Mothers remind me of God. And the very first verse you see there in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And so we see in both genders, male and female together, is God's creation fully portraying and manifesting the image of God. And there are certain qualities that each of the genders have, male and female, in general. Now, we're talking generalizations, so please, as I go through these points, I don't think, well, you know, I know a mother who isn't like that. You know, in general, we're talking about some of these gender differences and how they reflect some of the aspects and the very character of God. Okay, let's just begin with a word of prayer. Okay, let's pray together. Our Father God, thanks so much for the opportunity to worship We thank you for the commissioning service for Tim and Robin, and how blessed we are as a church family to be their sending church. We do pray you'll watch over them, not only in the coming weeks in their training, but especially when they head out to Nepal in early June. And Father, thank you for each person who's here this morning. Thank you for all of our mothers. Thank you that we can honor them this day. And like all the other special days of the year, we don't want this to be just one day a year that we are expressing our thanks and honor. But we want it to be a reminder for us to honor them and to thank them every day of our lives. And so, Father, we thank you for this time and commit it to you in Jesus' name. Amen. What are some of these qualities that we see in mothers that can remind us of the image of God? Well, number one, their sacrificial love. Their sacrificial love. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God demonstrates his love for us in this. And it's present tense, which means it's a continual demonstration of God's love in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Meaning at our worst, God was at his best, willing to send his only son to die for us. We don't really have to pause and think that hard, do we, about the sacrifices that mothers make for us over and over and over again. And I think it's unfortunate, but I think one of the things, life lessons, for especially for young people who are still living at home, the sooner we become more aware of our gratitude for our parents on a daily basis, the better life's going to be. Some take, you know, longer than others, but the sooner the better. So if you're still a young person living at home and it's starting to sink in that, wow, you just kind of take our mothers for granted, all the stuff they do, all the sacrifices they make, the sooner we become aware of that and ask God to help us to be thankful and to express to our mothers, not just on Mother's Day, but every day of the year, for all of their love and the many sacrifices they make for us. Number two in your outline, their gentle love. Their gentle love. Matthew chapter 23, verse 37. This is where Jesus is at the temple, actually, in Jerusalem. And he's in the final days of his earthly ministry. And he's expressing the love of God, even though the people have been rebellious and unresponsive. God still reaches out in love. And he compares his love to like a mother hen. Mother hen that seeks to bring all its chicks under its protective and loving wings. And when I did a Google search on this, you know, it's kind of interesting because apparently chicks don't normally just naturally run to the mother's wings. The mother hen has to run after them, and they keep running off in their own directions, and it has to kind of gather them under the wings. And it's kind of like, I thought, wow, what a beautiful illustration, because it's not only the love of and the gentleness of that mother hen, it sort of points to the way we all tend to be with God. You know, God wants to bring his love and protection over us, and we keep running off in our own direction because we think we know better or we don't need God or whatever. And it's like, it's very much a picture of a loving mother hen with its chicks. But the gentleness and yet also the strength, the love, the gentle love of a mother and how strong it can be as well. God may be all-powerful and the sovereign Lord of the universe, but he's also gentle and tender with us as his children. As we have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ through simple faith and trust in him, to have that parent-child relationship with the living God, to experience not only his sacrificial love, but his gentle love as well. The third point in your outline is the persistent love, or the faithful love of mothers for their children. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7. If you could pull up that verse, please. It was read earlier. It always protects. This is the love of God. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. God's love remains faithful and persistent, even in the face of negative and unpleasant circumstances. And isn't that true of mothers as well? Even when friends and other family members may give up on us, one person always stands firm in their persistent and faithful love for us, our mothers. And I got to be honest, you know, we've raised two sons. They're grown now, and the older one has two little girls of his own. But I got to be honest, in the parenting stages many, many years ago when they were younger, each of them had moments in their lives where they became quite rebellious and were quite a handful at home. And I was traveling for ministry things, and my poor wife, you know, had to deal with our boys on her own sometimes, and I would have these, you know, stern talks with them over the phone. But there were times in each of their lives, where I'll be honest, where I was actually talking to my wife about, you know, maybe we ought to look into, you know, some kind of Christian military academy where we can ship them off. And, you know, and some people joke about that, like, you know, like, where they threaten their kids. I was serious. I mean, I was at the point where I was just so frustrated and really disappointed, and I thought, you know, but my wife, fortunately, you know, she had a little more sense and said, yeah, you know, it's difficult, but you know, let's before you ship them off, you know, let's just hang in there with them and just trust God with it, and thank God. And obviously, you know, it was kind of an overreaction on my part, but just maybe feeling like giving up, you know, like we just something's drastic. We need to do something drastic because it was so frustrating. But you know, the love of a mother who's so persistent and faithful. And hanging in there with them and always being in their corner through thick and thin. And God's love for us is eternal, absolutely eternal, even greater than any human mother. God's love will never fail, never fail, and never give up on us. That love draws us into a personal relationship with Himself. And if we're here today and we're not sure if we have a personal relationship with the living God, it's through simple faith and trust in Him. It's by simply believing and trusting that Jesus is God's Son, He died for our sin, and He rose from the dead. And by putting our faith and trust in Him, we become a child of God. It's not by doing good works. It's not by doing all the religious stuff, all the stuff that's good for Christians to do, like going to church, reading the Bible, praying, giving, serving. That's all the stuff that helps us to grow as Christians. But that's not how we become a Christian. We become a Christian through simple faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And if we're here today on this Mother's Day and if we're not sure, when we close in prayer, I trust that one of the best preparations for taking communion would be to reaffirm that faith in Jesus Christ. So some here perhaps think, well, maybe I trusted in Christ when I was a child many years ago, perhaps when I was in some church, whether this one or another church. It doesn't matter. When we close in prayer, if we're not sure, then just pray a simple prayer. Doesn't have to be eloquent, doesn't have to be long. It just says from our heart and from our minds and before God, Heavenly Father, I believe that You sent Your only Son, Jesus, to die for my sin, and He rose from the dead. And right now, I put my faith and trust in Him. Because what communion is all about remembering all that Jesus has done for us. If we have never come to personal faith in Christ, then we can't remember something that's never happened for us personally. And so we practice here at CCC, we practice what's called open communion. You don't have to be a regular attender at this church. You don't even have to be baptized to partake of communion. You just simply have to have a personal relationship with the living God. Nobody's going to be checking up on any of us. It's just between us and God. And so when we open it up for the communion, we'll ask folks to just come out into the center aisles. And we'll form two lines. Each line leads to a table. You can come up as an individual or as a family, as a couple, whatever you'd like. And just pause for a few minutes, take a piece of the bread, dip it in the juice, and partake right there at the table, and then return to your seats by using the outer aisles, okay? So let's go ahead and close in prayer, and then we'll lead into the communion time. I'll read a passage of scripture, and then we'll lead to the Lord's table or communion, okay? Let's pray together. Our Father God, thank You that You are the Almighty God of the universe who created everything in existence, and that very much includes every one of us here today. And You created mankind in Your image, male and female. And thank You for the distinctions between the genders, not merely physical, but also in terms of temperament and some of the character traits that reflect who You are as a great Almighty God. And thank You, Father, for the sacrificial love of our mothers. Thank You, Father, for their gentle love. And thank You for their persistent and faithful love that often we take for granted. But Father, I pray that on this Mother's Day, You would help every one of us to be mindful and to be more consistent in expressing our thanks and appreciation and honor to our mothers every day of our lives. And so, Father, we thank You for this time and commit it to You in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we serve communion, let me just read a passage from 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26. And by the way, if you're waiting for a moment before you come forward for communion, just be thinking about maybe a favorite verse of Scripture. Be thinking of anything that God would stir in our hearts and our minds to remind us of how much God loves us and all that God has done for us in sacrificing His Son. Here's what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting in verse 23. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "This is My body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." In the same way, after supper, He took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in My blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of Me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes." Let's just begin with a word of prayer. Let's pray together. Our Father God, thank You that You have provided tangible, physical symbols that reflect spiritual realities that are very meaningful and significant. And Father, thank You that even as Your children, if we come up and take the bread and the juice that represents the very body and blood of Jesus Christ, help us to be mindful of the incredible sacrifice that You made and the amazing, infinite love that was expressed and demonstrated. And Father, thank You for the time to remember all that Jesus means to us so that it would mean something not only today, but even this coming week and every day of our lives, to live our lives in a manner which is honoring and glorifying to You. And so, Father, we commit this time to You in Jesus' name. Amen. One of our traditions here at Chinese Community Church is whenever we take communion, we pray the Lord's Prayer together. So it's on the back of your sermon outline. We could all stand and as we pray together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please be seated.